Today is Monday, October 28th. We have lots to cover, from the ISIS leader killed by U.S. forces during a raid in Syria to the wind-driven fires prompting a state of emergency in California. Plus, the tech company that just won a $10 billion contract with the Pentagon and the movie Joker just smashed another record at the box office. Oh, and you can probably tell, I'm not Erica Mandy. My name is Natalie Brunel, and I'm excited to be your guest host for today's show.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks for being here. And you're in good hands today with fellow broadcast journalist Natalie Brunel filling in for me today. You ready? Let's do this.
The world's most wanted terrorist is dead after a U.S. raid in Syria over the weekend. The AP reports Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who is the leader of ISIS, was cornered by U.S. troops Saturday in what's being called a dangerous and daring raid. Baghdadi tried to get away, but he ended up trapped in a tunnel. And as U.S. troops closed in, he detonated a suicide vest, killing himself and some of his children who were with him. Now, this is a really big deal. The Washington Post reports the U.S. has been going after Baghdadi for years now. He was the man behind ISIS, a radical terror group that became widely known for beheading people. At one point, ISIS got so powerful it controlled an area in the Middle East the size of Great Britain. But U.S. troops were able to zero in on Baghdadi's location Saturday. President Trump says he watched the raid play out from the White House Situation Room. He says he might even release the video of it. NBC News reports that's because he says Baghdadi didn't die like a hero and was, quote, crying, whimpering, and screaming. The president says the U.S. troops who were involved are all okay, except for a military dog who was injured. As for how he is sure the person who died was in fact Baghdadi, the president says a DNA test on scene confirmed it. Now, one more thing on this. The announcement may have caught some Democrats off guard. That's because the president says he didn't tell leaders on Capitol Hill the raid was going to happen. Now, that's typically the process, but Trump said he was worried about leaks. Democrats aren't too happy about that. They say they should have been briefed, adding that the Russians were, but top congressional leaders were cut out of the loop. A couple quick updates on the impeachment inquiry. First, a federal judge says the impeachment inquiry is legal and legitimate, even though lawmakers never held a formal vote on it. The New York Times reports this basically discredits one of the key reasons some Republicans have refused to cooperate. They argue the impeachment inquiry is illegitimate since there was never a formal vote. But Democrats say a vote isn't necessary, and a judge now agrees with them. And there's more. Time magazine says the judge also ordered the Justice Department to hand over secret grand jury evidence from Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Remember, Democrats want it for their impeachment investigation. But Attorney General William Barr didn't want to hand it over, saying Democrats never gave a good enough explanation as to why they needed it. Either way, the judge sided with Democrats. Lastly, a couple more subpoenas to tell you about. Three more people from the Trump administration have been asked to hand over information. That includes Russell Vogt, who's the acting head of the White House Budget Office. To be continued. A history-making member of Congress has died. John Conyers, who served in the House of Representatives for more than half a century, passed away yesterday. NPR reports he was the longest-serving African-American lawmaker in congressional history. During that time, he helped create the Congressional Black Caucus and fought for civil rights. Reuters reports he introduced legislation to create a holiday in honor of Martin Luther King. He also wanted African-Americans to get reparations because of slavery. He had a big impact, but did face some controversy late in life. He actually stepped down from Congress about 2 years ago because he was accused of sexual harassment. One person who had worked for him even received a $27,000 settlement. But Conyers always denied any wrongdoing. He is survived by his wife, a brother, and two sons. He was 90 years old. As of this morning, police are still looking for a gunman who walked into a homecoming party near Texas A&M University and opened fire. Fox News reports two people were killed and a dozen were hurt late Saturday night. At this point, police still don't know who the gunman is or why they did it. About 750 people were at the party, but no one has been able to give police a good description of the shooter. USA Today cites officials who say they don't think the public is in danger, but they need to get the gunman off the streets as soon as possible. Stay tuned. Fires in California forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate this weekend. The New York Times reports California's governor declared a statewide emergency yesterday, as hurricane-force winds caused unprecedented wildfires to spread. The Kincade Fire near San Francisco is the largest of more than a dozen wildfires in the state. CAL FIRE says as of early this morning, it's burned through nearly 55,000 acres since it started last week. So far, 180,000 people have been asked to leave their homes. At the same time, PG&E shut off power to 2.3 million people across 36 counties this weekend, which is the state's largest utility shutoff. Now, it did that to prevent power lines from sparking any new fires. The Weather Channel says even though the windy weather will end today, some people may not get power back for several days, and there's a chance more blackouts are coming. PG&E says more windy weather is expected tomorrow and Wednesday, which could spark another round of power cuts. To be continued. For the first time, surgeons performed the first full face transplant on an African-American patient. CNN reports the surgery was done in Boston on a 68-year-old man. He's the first African-American and oldest person to ever get the surgery. The patient suffered severe burns in a car accident, and after more than 30 surgeries, he still had a disfigured face. He even lost his lips, part of his nose, and left ear in the process. Well, now, after a 16-hour surgery, he has a new face.
Hey, it's me, Erica Mandy, here again, cutting into today's episode for a quick break to tell you about today's sponsor, FabFitFun. FabFitFun's seasonal subscription boxes make it feel like your birthday four times a year, sending you high-quality, full-size premium products, including beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. I love that the curators do the work for me so I can discover new products and save time. For example, the fall box comes with Wander Beauty Eye Mask, great for making you look more awake when you're dealing with some jet lag, which I'm doing right now. Each box is a little different, and you can customize many of the products. FabFitFun normally retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. So sign up at FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box. Again, get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com when you use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY. Now, let's get back to the guest host, Natalie, with more of today's news.
It's official. The Pentagon has picked Microsoft to run the military's cloud computing services. The contract with the Pentagon is worth $10 billion. You've heard about this here before. It's a massive contract called the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, also known as JEDI. CBS News reports the JEDI system will store and process classified data, allowing the U.S. to use artificial intelligence to speed up its war planning and fighting capabilities. IBM, Oracle, and Amazon were also fighting for the contract. In fact, Amazon was considered the frontrunner for a while, but its competitors argued that the process was unfair. NPR reports Oracle challenged the bidding process in court, saying it was rigged to favor Amazon. President Trump even said he was going to look into the bidding process. But that's all over now. Microsoft is in, and Amazon is out. Searching something on Google just got easier. TechCrunch says the search engine is making one of the biggest updates to its search algorithm. So now, Google will offer more relevant results for about 1 in 10 searches, meaning it will better understand exactly what you're asking and give you more relevant results. For example, if you search the phrase, "Can you get medicine for someone at the pharmacy?" The Verge says the old Google would look at the important words in the sentence, like medicine and pharmacy, and return results based on those. Well, the new algorithm understands the context of the words and realizes it's a question about picking up someone else's prescriptions. So you'll actually get the answer to what you're searching for. It will work best for longer, more conversational questions. The update rolls out this week. It was another good weekend for the movie Joker. It was at the top of the box office charts again, and it beat a record. CNN says the movie is now the highest grossing R-rated film of all time. The comic book film starring Joaquin Phoenix as a troubled man who turns into a killer clown has made about $788 million, which beat the previous record set by Deadpool. As for the box office, Maleficent: Mistress of Evil and The Addams Family came in second and third. And that's it for the main news today. Now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. Today's Money Monday story is brought to you by My Wall Street. My Wall Street believes everyone should have the ability to shape their own financial future. And today we're talking about holiday spending. Halloween is this week, meaning the holiday season is just about in full swing, and experts think people will be in the mood to spend money this year. USA Today reports sales could jump up to 5% from November to January. That's at least what the consulting company Deloitte is saying. This means people could spend more than $1.1 trillion during the holidays, and it sounds like more people will be shopping online too, with purchases expected to increase by as much as 18% compared to last year. So why are Americans expected to be big spenders this holiday season? Economists say it's because unemployment is almost at a record low, and there's a lot of job creation right now. This Money Monday story was made possible by My Wall Street. For more information, visit mywallst.com/newsworthy. Thank you for listening today and allowing me to fill in for Erica. Again, my name is Natalie Brunel. I'm a TV journalist in Los Angeles, and I also have my own podcast called Career Stories, where I talk with familiar names in news, social media, TV, politics, and more about what inspires them and how they found success. I'll be back as guest host here on The Newsworthy just one more day tomorrow before your amazing host, Erica, returns on Wednesday. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll have more news tomorrow. Have a great day.